Blog Talk Radio.
It is October 9th, 2019. We have a few months left in the year. What we're going to do with it in Atlanta sports, I have no earthly idea. 646-652-4479 is the number. Of course, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to some of the pages that myself and Jordan frequent many times, whether it be on post or posting articles or doing videos. Those pages would be Falcons Nation, Dirty Bird Nation, Atlanta Bird Gang, We Are the G, the Savage Dogs with UGA, New Pack City, which I'm doing the Facebook Live in right now. Make sure you tune in. Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, Atlanta Dream, and many others. Jordan will catch up with a few of them later. Be sure, if you're still not following us on iHeartRadio, follow Around the ATL on iHeartRadio, also radio.com, also Spreaker, also Spotify, and many other formats to listen to the show. Show in the topic, who is your favorite Atlanta Hawks, since we're starting off with the Hawks tonight, and why? Let's see. And one more thing, of course, tonight's show is being brought to you by Savage South Apparel. Why haven't you bought a shirt yet from Savage South? Of course, that is owned by Jamal Price. Make sure you go to mallmategraphics.com and make sure you buy a shirt. It's hawk season now officially, so all your excuses, hey, it's hawk season officially. What are you doing? Real quick, show notes for tonight. Is the Dan Quinn era over in Atlanta? Well, we already know the answer to this next question. Will the Braves advance? Will Atlanta United repeat as MLS Cup champs? UGA still gets no respect. And we have tonight, we're going to be talking a lot of Atlanta Hawks as the preseason has started. 646-652-4479. Let's go ahead and bring in our co-host for tonight, Jordan Jackson, writer of Sports Illustrated, Bulldog Maven, and also a writer for ATL All Day via FanSided. Many of his articles have been getting, hundreds of thousands of views, literally over the last few months. Let's go ahead and bring in our co-host, Jordan Jackson. What's going on, Jordan?
Oh, sir. What's going on, sir? It's been a rough last few days. First of all, to make a long story short, I had a problem with my gate key to get in my community, and so therefore I had to park outside of the community. Well, my vehicle was towed today, and it's going to cost me $175 in the morning to get it out. Combine that with the fact that the Braves were just absolutely just wiped off of the map and game number 167. And it just feels terrible. I know we'll get more into that later, but just a terrible feeling, man, to, you know, watch 100 or not maybe, you know, not too many people watch all 167, but to watch quite a few, listen to quite a few of these games, be prepared for the biggest game of the season and for it to basically be over with before it even starts. It's just terrible. And then, you know, we have the debacle that are the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, man, I'm telling you, Chris, it's just rough. Thank goodness for Atlanta United and the Georgia Bulldogs, sir. With that being said, sir, that's all I got for the intro today. I'm still trying to get myself together here after this baseball game. So let's talk about it, sir.
Well, first things first, let's talk about some positive stuff.
Bye.
So tonight, now my original plan was to do a 2-hour show tonight, but because of all the aforementioned happenings, it was going to be kind of tough for me to just block out a whole 2 hours. So I started a segment tonight with Hawks, and we're going to go from there. Because it is the beginning of the season. It's preseason. We got people on the floor. DeAndre Hunter actually is in uniform and stuff. He's actually shooting the ball and all kinds of stuff, right? Didn't see that all summer long. Cam is out there doing his thing. So we're going to talk some Hawks tonight. If you have some opinions on your Hawks, if you have thoughts about what you're going to be looking forward to this season, have you attended any of the preseason games? Did you get to go to the open practice on Tuesday? Talk to us. Are you going to the season opener like I am in a couple of weeks? Call into the show, 646-652-4479. We'd love some participation about your Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks were in action tonight. We still can't beat Orlando, apparently. It doesn't matter if it's in the preseason or the regular season. 97-88 final score. Trae Young had 18-5, also had 7 boards. Bembry had a nice game, 6 points, 4 assists, 7 boards. John Collins didn't do a whole heck of a lot tonight, 2 points, 4 rebounds. DeAndre Hunter had 14 points, 2 assists, 5 boards. Jabari Parker got a little bit more playing time. He had 11-9, so that was pretty productive. Damian Jones had 4-5, Bruno 5-6. Vince Carter had 6, Charlie Brown had 9. Armani Brooks had 6 points tonight, so a few people doing a little something. Cam had 4 points tonight. Alex Len only had 2 and 3. Wasn't really playing a whole heck of a lot. So, of course, do I have to call him Red Velvet? I'm not calling him Red Velvet, doggone. I'm calling him Red Mamba still. So he hasn't played because of a knee issue or whatnot, but I'm sure he'll be ready for the regular season, at least hopefully. We'll see. 646-652-4479. We have Chauncey in the New Pack City page. Hopefully he, along with others, will want to call in because the game is over. So let's see if we get some participation. So my thoughts as far as the Atlanta Hawks for this coming season, and I've already been, you know, a big proponent of what's going to happen this season as far as the future and everything like that. We've had a couple of down seasons. I feel we're much closer to a team like the Miami Heat years ago when they had a couple of down seasons with the great Pat Riley coaching them. And then all of a sudden they got Dwayne Wade and all of a sudden they were winning championships and stuff. I believe we're on the verge of something near that era. We are not going down. We're not going to be worse than we were last year. I know what it looks like. I know what it looked like that first game, that first preseason game, you know what I'm saying? But again, it is preseason. Okay. I'm excited about this season. I'm not all these ne'er-do-wells and fare-thee-well people out there. This is going to be a great season. This is going to be a monumental, a memorable season for all the right reasons. Vince Carter's last year, he chose to finish his career in Atlanta. You know, we have this new crop of rookies that we get to see. We have young players that are now starting to become veterans. Now, and we get to see this in real time. I've said this before, we've lasted long enough to see it for ourselves that we are going to win a championship in Atlanta with the Atlanta Hawks. We're going to see it. So what are your thoughts? Those are just some of my first thoughts. Jordan, what are yours so far early in this preseason? Either scores, teams, anything like that?
Well, one thing that I've noticed is Trae Young has just picked up where he left off. Like you said, in this game, 18 points, back on his big man stuff, getting 7 rebounds. You know how he does it, getting all those boards. And so he's just picked up where he left off. I'm trying to pull up the stats from the game prior to that. If I'm not mistaken, it was 11 assists though in the game prior to that. He had a move where he went through J.J. Redick's legs. Made him look silly, went and got the ball after putting it through his leg and got it and laid the ball up. The other thing that I liked, particularly in that first preseason game, was the combination of DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. They both played very well in that first game for two rookies in particular. And obviously I know it's just the preseason, but there are some nerves involved anytime you're playing your first NBA game, even if it's a preseason game. And those guys combined to score 21 points. DeAndre Hunter had 10 points, 4-6 shooting from the field, 2-4 from three, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And Cam Reddish, he had 11 points. He was 4-7 from the field, 3 out of 4 from three, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. So that was a very good sign despite that first loss. Now, the negative in that first loss was the fact that we allowed the Pelicans to score 133 points. And, you know, we all know that defense has been a little bit of an issue for the Atlanta Hawks so far with this new group. And that's something that we definitely need to see improve as time goes along. Even some of the guys that aren't, you know, great defenders, you know, for physical reasons, like a Trae Young, we just need to see, you know, just an improvement with effort, with being in the right place, rotating when you're supposed to rotate, and things of that nature. Now, tonight, I mean, obviously we held the Magic to 97 points, but we only scored 88 points ourselves, which is very interesting. And a lot of those players I mentioned in the first game, they kind of struggled in this game tonight. John Collins, 0-8 from the field, 0-3 from 3. Cam Reddish, 1-7, 0-5 from 3. DeAndre Hunter, he was much better, 6-12 overall, but only 1 out of 5 from 3. And so, you know, that's going to happen as these guys continue to gel and get acclimated. I noticed Alex Len did start this particular game, as well as did Cam Reddish as well, even though to start the second half, DeAndre Hunter replaced Cam Reddish to start the second half. So I think, you know, Coach Pierce is trying to take it with some combinations and just kind of, you know, put different combinations on the floor together to see what group clicks and has the best chemistry, you know, to be our lineup going forward.
646-652-4479. That first game definitely was kind of, I wouldn't say worrisome because it is preseason. However, I was like, man, they're implementing the Dan Quinn defense out there. I mean, we might have to call this guy up. We might have to get
Oh, bowl, baby!
We might have to get him in there to help us out a little bit. It was getting kind of ragged there. But it is preseason. And, again, we're talking about implementation and things of that nature. We do want to see progression as far as that goes, of course, as my headset's getting caught up in my chair there. I almost got choked to death. But the thing of it is, individually, you can see it. You can see it in Hunter more so almost than anybody. I mean, what Coach Pierce was talking about Hunter in regards to his defensive prowess in regards to position to position, now we're getting to actually see that now. And as he is gets more and more acclimated to the NBA game and things of that nature. And remember, too, as far as it's just like last year. And again, this is what I warned people a long time ago, weeks ago. Are we going to do these young cats like we did Trae Young? You know, forget the fact that a lot of these guys, you know, didn't play a whole lot. Remember, Cam didn't play also Summer League. You know what I'm saying? Just like Red Mamba didn't play Summer League last year. You know, so
DeAndre played one game
all the injuries and rehab. You know, so it's a lot that's going to come down to, can we have a little bit of faith? Can we have a little bit of just encouraging just everything around this team right now? Because they need it a whole lot right now because of what's surrounding them as far as the city, as far as Atlanta sports right now. Because like I've been saying, all eyes are on Atlanta one way or the other. And now, since the Braves season is over, and everybody says the Falcons season is over, which I don't agree with, it is NBA season now. And all the backstories and all the player movement, and all the player movement and everything else going on, the Hawks are going to have a big spotlight in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited. Like I said, I'm going to keep being excited. I might be in a minority. Linda just got back from the game. Linda, call in and tell us what you thought about the game, the atmosphere there at State Farm, second preseason game there. Is it going to look like we have a home court advantage? So hopefully Linda will call in and tell us about that. I'm going to ask her that real quick. Call in and tell us about the atmosphere I can't even spell tonight, y'all. I'm so tired. Of State Farm tonight. I know one thing. Bembry looks like he's really going to look at making a mark for himself. I don't know if it's going to be for free agency or anything like that. But I think he doesn't want to be forgotten. And I think last year was his proving ground that he is finally healthy and he finally had a real chance to show what he is made of as a player in this league. I think he's going to be one of the key assets that we have going forward for the next couple of years. So I hopefully, again, it's going to be always that, can we lock them all down, you know, but I just feel that they're not going to want to leave each other. You see what I'm saying? You know, unless you put yourself in a position to have to be not here, like one Omari Spellman at the end of last year. 646-652-4479. What did anybody think about Damian Jones so far? As far as his play, those who have been able to watch him a little bit, what do you think about Cam? I know a lot of people are saying, man, Cam got that smooth shot, that smooth game, right? And so what do you think about that? What have you thought about Jabari so far? Is he looking okay? He's not peanut brittle right now, is he, you know? Bruno Fernando, I saw that one spin move and dunk that he had the other night. I thought that was pretty impressive. What about some of these guys like the Charlie Browns of the world and some of the other guys? Do they have a chance in the world of making the big team? What do y'all think about Chandler Parsons and his knees? I don't know. That's something to think about as well. Jordan, any other things you've pulled so far from actually, hold on one moment. We got a caller, so let's go ahead and bring that caller in and hold that thought, Jordan.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Chris, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda, how you doing
tonight? I'm calling from Sandy Springs. Hey, how y'all doing?
Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Yeah, I just got back from the Hawks game tonight. The atmosphere there was pretty good. You know, people was, you know, not really into it, but, you know, watching and liking what they see. You know, I heard a lot of fans talking about, you know, Trey and John Collins. And so they like what they see. You know, I didn't hear too much negative like I did last year, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah,
that's why I called, because, again, the narrative has to be broken that Atlanta has terrible fans, and at a certain point, we have to be responsible to nip it in the bud when we hear other people even doing it, but then make sure that we ourselves are not doing it too, you know, because again, that just feeds into the flames of discontent and misery and things of that nature, and I just don't want – that's why I posted a couple of weeks ago. I said, are we really going to do what we did last year with Trae Young being basically going to be the best point guard ever? I'm saying it. Are we really going to do that with this next draft class coming in with all the cool stuff that's happening? Vince Carter finishing his career here. Like, that's a choice. He could have went anywhere he wanted to. He stayed in the A. That's a big deal, and I just don't think people realize it or care. I don't know. But that's good to hear that, Linda. As far as the game goes, what was anything that you noticed about the game tonight that you saw from at least the first game that you saw improvement maybe? Or did you see a particular player that you saw?
Defense looked better to me. You know,
good.
Yeah, and I like DeAndre Hunter. I really like him. Yeah. And the defense looked good. And Bembry, he has improved. You know, he's a defensive player. But I like what he's doing, you know.
Nice,
yeah. But
nice.
Defense looked better to me. The turnover's still the same. They got to get better with that. But that will come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, Trey still being Trey. He's still doing what he do. Yeah. But turnover's got to get better.
He hit one from the parking lot, looked like, with about 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Like a straightaway three from almost half court. From what I was watching tonight.
Right, you know, they didn't love him at first, but they loving him now, you know.
Yeah.
Fans don't change their mind because a lot of people last year were like, you know who we should have kept. But the people, it wasn't as crowded because everybody was at the Braves game because going to the game tonight, the traffic was really good today. It was really good because everybody was at the Braves game. I never seen, I was like, well, everybody's at the Braves game. you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hate that about the Braves. But hey, they young. They young too, you know. We need bullpen for that. The bullpen is terrible. Yeah.
We're going to talk about this Braves team a little bit later. But, but they are young teams.
Yeah.
They will be back. Hopefully,
they'll be back. They'll be back.
Hopefully, it doesn't crush them too bad. This is one of those losses to where it could mean something to somebody the wrong way, and it could traumatize you, you know.
Right.
I can imagine how the fans at SunTrust was feeling the first 30 minutes of that game. Jordan, do you have any questions for Linda before we let her go? We don't want to keep it too long. We know she's been out in the battle tonight.
Right, yeah. Well, I just was going to mention, I heard that it was a much better crowd at that first Hawks preseason game.
Yeah.
I heard it was about 15,000 there.
They were saying it's like 10,000 tonight. I'm asking my son.
Right.
You think it was 10,000? It don't look like it was 10,000 to me, but that's what they said. I don't know, but that's what they were saying.
Right.
Like
it was
kind of
hard to tell, too. People are often not in their seats. They're off doing other things, in particular with it being the preseason. So I guess my only other question is, was there any, one else in particular that stood out? Jabari Parker is a guy we've been kind of looking at to see how he was going to play. Did you get a chance to watch him in tonight? And what did you think about him?
I like what I seen out of him. I did. I was like, okay, I like what he's doing, But, he looks good to me, And I think he's going to be all right. Lynn, he didn't play that long, Alex Lynn, But I think he's going to be good, too. I wasn't big on Lynn coming here. But I think he's going to be all right, I got hopes for the Baby Hawks. I call them the Baby Hawks because they're young,
Baby
Hawks.
Super team is what I call them.
Yeah, okay. I like what Jabari was doing tonight. He was hustling, and the kid can play. And I think if he hadn't been injured, the kid can play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Linda, I appreciate so much you giving us a call. I can say I want during this season so many times where we have games that coincide with when we're on the air. We love it to when we get a chance to talk to some fans who come in directly from a game or an event in Atlanta. So definitely appreciate you taking out the time tonight to join the show tonight.
Okay, I appreciate y'all letting me call in too. I'm not going to say anything, but I was in Houston this past weekend. I'm not going to leave it like that. All right.
See,
you just leave it like that.
You just broke up a great call, Linda. See, we were going so good. Let me tell you what.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, Linda. Thank you, Linda.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Man, I tell you what. So, but at the end of the day, though, she was there. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I keep telling people, we can change the narrative. We got people who travel to all these games, whether it be Atlanta United, the Hawks now, the Falcons, the Braves. We have a contingent of fans out there that it's not just – it's some loyalty, but it's an excitement of their supporting their team. And we have teams that you really can sink your teeth into, but you have to want to support them. It is up to you to be able to do that. And, shout out to Linda. She's been doing it for a long time and everything. And everybody is not able to move around and things of that nature. But, every now and again, make the sacrifice. Go ahead and take that trip out somewhere and fight fans from other teams like I'm going to do next February against the Dallas Mavericks fans as I beat up all the Luka fans in State Farm Arena. 646-652-44. 7-9. Again, I might have to hire this guy.
Oh, Bo, baby!
I'm going to use that all year long. I have to have him as my security, at least, if anything. So, as we get ready to wrap up some of this Hawks talk for this first hour, we're going to come back and talk some Hawks later on in the show. We hope to have a few more Hawks fans for sure call in. Anytime you want to call into the show and talk about a particular team, though, of course, feel free to do so. Yes, we have our segments and everything, but if you have something specific to talk about that you're thinking about, give us a holler. I see John just joined us in the New Pack City page. We got about 5 more minutes, so I can hang on here just a little bit more. Jordan, any other thoughts? Okay, so now again, we were going to do a preview show. I don't want to really do the preview show as I had it in my head. But what series are you looking forward to this year for the Hawks as far as their opponents, as I talk to some of these folks in New Pack City?
Well, obviously, we have the series against the, you know, the top teams in the East. We beat Philadelphia 3 times last year, so looking forward to seeing if we can keep that going. Looking forward to seeing Trae Young match up against some of the top point guards in the game as well. Some of the teams are in the West that have some of the top point guards, but obviously the Houston Rockets now have Russell Westbrook. It'll be interesting to see us go up against them the 2 times we do play them. Obviously, the Dallas Mavericks, because of all of the Trey versus Luka talk, is one that I'm definitely looking forward to. But just, you know, and Orlando as well, since they seem to have our number. Want to see if we can turn that around. Also, the Denver Nuggets, because of that guy who you keep hitting the sounder of, Bobo, maybe he'll be up with the big club. But honestly, because of Michael Porter Jr., Trey Young's best friend, playing for the Denver Nuggets. So that ought to be fun to see those two guys on the court going against each other. The Milwaukee Bucks, of course, because of Coach Bud on the other side. There's just so many great matchups around the NBA on a nightly basis. And, you know, you love to see your team tested against the best. You love to see Trae Young get a chance to go up against and, you know, drop 30 or 40 with 15 assists against the best. So, yeah, man, just so many great matchups in the NBA. Obviously, Golden State as well. Now, you know, obviously Kevin Durant is not there, and Klay Thompson will be out at the beginning of the season. But to get a chance to see Steph and Trey kind of go head-to-head, that will be interesting as well. So, yeah, man, Damian Lillard, with Portland is another guy I'd like to see him go against. And then, I always love to beat the Boston Celtics no matter what. And that goes back to the days, you know, of Rondo and these guys, Kevin Garnett, them going up against Joe Johnson. And it goes even farther back to Larry Bird against Dominique Wilkins, Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge, you know, Kevin Willis, Tree Rollins, Antoine Carr, you know, the matchups between all the you know, those guys. So, Always love beating the Boston Celtics.
646-652-4479. There was a 770 number that was pulled up for a second there. Definitely call us back. Missed that one. I believe that when we have those high dollar tickets, there's going to be, you know, the fanfare that you have never seen before, possibly that Lakers game, the Houston game with, you know, Russell and Russ and James Harden, the beard coming to town, when the Clippers come to town, that particular package, when that rolls through, we're going to see everybody, you know. We're going to see people we ain't never seen at a Hawks game before, right? You know, it's going to be crazy. But that's, again, what people have been looking for a long time. And now, look, we have the building to properly fit that now, okay? We have the team. Now we just got to hope that they win on those nights. Because the worst thing to do would be to sell those nights out, you know, and people are paying $7,000 for a ticket, and then we lose. Hopefully that doesn't happen, of course. To the better team comes the spoils, but hopefully it's going to be the Hawks. 646-652-4479 is the number. So, again, we're going to stay on the New Pack City page for a little bit, because we're actually going to do one of the segments that's sweeping the nation and the country, and I actually got some new music for it. So every week, once a week, we do a segment called Jordan's Jewels, where we actually get to talk a lot about different sports. Most of it's Georgia, but every now and again, you got a nugget from something else that's going on in the sports world. It is called Jordan's Jewels. We're going to get started right about now. We'll be right back. just like that. George, we got to take a pause for the first time ever because we do got a call. I want to make sure we get him in because he called back.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Good evening, Carl. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
Yes, this is John Harris.
Yes, Mr. John, what's going on?
Oh, man, it's a Wednesday night. I'm down on the Gulf Coast for cruising on the coast, gentlemen. And if you ever get the opportunity to come down here, it's a celebration of the automobile, man. And man, I know there are at least 30,000 cars down here, and it's just
30,000? Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. I mean, man, cars that you forgot about. Cars you knew about but forgot about and wanted to drive, dreamed about, all that. I mean, all of that. You know, man, I just had to come because, you know, I always advertise caffeine and octane whenever it comes during the first of the month up there at Perimeter Mall. But this, I just had to come down here and see because everybody was talking about it. But, gentlemen,
nice.
I know you guys are heavy Hawks talkers right now, and I went to the first exhibition game, and I liked what I saw.
Nice.
We have some shooters. Now, one thing we're going to have to work on is the officials. Now, Mr. Pierce might have to get tossed about 8-10 times this, you know, in the first half of the season, just to let the officials know we're not putting up with this. Because, I mean, I thought I was going to have to get the police out there to referee the game. Because, I mean, people were getting beat to death. Nobody saying anything. People taking three-point shots with a foot out of bounds. The man, I mean, one thing that I always do is whenever a person is getting ready to shoot a three-pointer, my eyes drop down right quick to see where his feet are. You know, now the three-pointer, you're going to know it's going to be good, so you don't have to stare at the flight of the ball. Okay, look down, see where the man's foot is, so you can see whether he's inbound or not. And I mean, it was about three or four times that people's feet were out of bounds on the three-point shot. Now, Zion Williamson, the man's going to have to get him a shot. You know, he's trying to dribble like, you remember the old Spider-Man cartoons used to come on TV? The Rhino just duck his head and just charge right on into whatever it was. But
right?
That's what he was doing. You know. Oh, there you go. But I mean, that's what he was doing. You know, the man's going to have to develop a jump shot. Until then, you know, that coast-to-coast running over folk or whatever, he's not going to last too long in the Eastern Conference doing that. You know, he plays some Eastern Conference opponents. They'll break him up with that real quick, kind of like they did with Blake Griffin when he was posterizing people. And that very next year, it looks like they put him in the blender because, I mean, they were killing him going to the basket. But, you know, those are just my little musings from what it was that I saw. Now, you know, what do you guys think?
Yes. John, I don't know. I thought that they shot the ball very well. I thought Cam Reddish and Hunter shot the ball very well. Trey didn't have his best shooting game, but he did a good job getting people involved. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. I was thinking Chris was trying to see if I could hear him. You still with me, John?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. But, yeah, I thought they shot the ball well. I just thought that we needed to. Yeah. See what we got going on here.
Chris, still there?
1 second. I think he's having some kind of technical issue. I'm trying to see. I hear a host. Down. Yeah, I'm messaging with him now, trying to figure out what's going on, but I can't really hear. That's all I can really hear is the music in the background now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Are you calling me?
Okay, now.